makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It's Wednesday, October 8th. That means we have our opposing team conference call. Today we bring you Miami head coach Tony Sparano and quarterback Chad Pennington.
I 72. I 72.
This is Tony Sparano's first year as head coach of the Dolphins, and already the team has twice as many wins as they did last year. Miami is 2-2 and coming off a win over the Chargers. Here's the head coach.
How you doing, Tony?
Hello?
How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
We're doing great. Congratulations on your wins.
Thank you.
How did you come up with the name Wildcat?
Excuse me?
How did you get the name Wildcat?
Oh, we just picked it out of the hat, to be honest with you. I was, I used to kid David Lee a little bit, and I wasn't quite sure what they were calling this thing down in Arkansas, so I used to call it the Wild Hog. And we just came up one day with the Wildcat.
Obviously, you got to pay players to run it, but you know how defenses usually catch up with offenses. What is the key, Tony, so far, and they're working so well?
I think just the decision-making by, you know, certainly, first of all, the guy that handles the ball the most, you know, and I mean, Ronnie is handling the ball the most, so I think he makes good decisions. And, you know, secondly, just, you know, the execution, I mean, you know, from our end, we're well aware that we have to make adjustments, and, you know, so all the defense have to make adjustments. So I think that, you know, we try to do that as much as we can on the sideline or at halftime.
Can you please talk about Jake Long's progress?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think Jake Long has gotten better and better each game. You know, one of the things I've been really pleased with is his use of his hands, you know, in protection. I think he's always been a pretty good run blocker, but you know, he's starting to play with his knees bent a little bit more, not making, you know, mental errors. He rarely makes a mental error that way, but more importantly, uses his hands in protection.
You got on your 3-4. You know, sometimes a new coach has a lot of roster turnover, supposed to take you some time, but you guys, just the pieces seem to fit. What is the key to being able to be so good on defense, especially against the Chargers?
Well, I mean, you know, the pieces really didn't just come in and fit perfectly. You know, we took a defensive end in Matt Roth and made him a Sam linebacker. That's hard to do in this league. You know, and had to move, you know, Joey Porter around and move him over to the other side, position he hadn't played in a while. And, you know, I think also we have had a few young players step in, you know, rookies that are playing, you know, pretty good right now. I mean, they make rookie mistakes from time to time, but, you know, certainly Philip Merlin, Kendall Langford, you know, these guys have done a nice job in there.
Tony, what have you done specifically better the last 2 weeks compared to the first two, maybe?
Well, I think one of the things that we've done a lot better is early on we were making really, you know, several young guy mistakes. You know, I think, you know, we made some critical errors in coverage. We made some critical errors up front, you know, on offense, and, you know, had some guys unblocked. And, you know, so, I mean, just some young guy mistakes that I think hurt you. You know, it wasn't effort, certainly. We played with a lot of passion out there. It's just you make those kind of mistakes in our league, and you won't be able to recover from it. You know, we've been able to eliminate some of the big plays against us in the last couple games and give ourselves a chance to win the game. And I think if we can, you know, you give yourself a chance to win, that helps you.
Tony, obviously you're coaching a lot of young guys. Can you compare that to, you pretty much had a veteran crew there in Dallas for a while?
Yeah, we did. And, you know, this kind of reminds me more of the first, you know, year or two that I was in Dallas, you know, with Bill. You know, at the time, we had, you know, gotten rid of several guys there, brought in some young players, that type of thing. This kind of reminds me of that situation just a little bit. You know, we really are fortunate that our young players that we've brought in here have been playing and playing from day one, really. You know, I mean, we put them out there in the preseason and just thought the more reps we can get with some of these guys, the better off we'll be down the road. And, you know, that's starting to help us, but you know, they're still young guys, and you get into some of these games and they make some of the same mistakes.
Tony, is there one thing maybe you learned from Parcells that all of a sudden you realized maybe the last month that's really come true or really helped you a lot in coaching?
Well, I think one of the things I really learned from him is, you know, turning over the bottom of the roster. I think, you know, as coaches, specifically position coaches, you know, you get set, you have tunnel vision, these are my guys, and they have to be my guys for 16 weeks. Well, you know, one of the things that we always believed in Dallas is that you turn over the bottom of the roster as much as you can. You try to make your team better in week 16 than it was in week 1. And in doing that, you can't. It's hard because, you know, you got to be careful of falling in love too many times out there. You know, I think that's helped us a little bit. We've been able to bring some pieces in. You know, our fullback, Casey Kramer, is a guy that we were able to bring in and do some things like that. So, I mean, you know, this has helped us. You know, Brandon London, a receiver, has helped us on special teams last week. It's helped us to get better and better each week.
Is there one thing being, you know, the head coach now in the NFL for the first time that is different than you expected?
Well, just the fact that, you know, and I'm sure, you know, all the first-year head coaches are going through the same thing, but, you know, for so long, with me, it's just been about five guys. You know, I've worried about five guys, and I really wasn't worried about much other than that. Right now, you know, I need to worry about the offense and defense and special teams, divide my time up that way. So I just find myself spending more time with, you know, each side of the ball that way. And you know, by the time you really get to the football end of it, you know, it's late in the night, but that's okay.
Is there enough hours in the day for you?
Well, I make hours. I don't need much sleep, so, I mean, I try to make as many hours as I can that way.
Coach, can you talk about some of the Texas players, like Andre Johnson on offense and Mario Williams on defense?
Say it again. I'm sorry. I didn't hear your question.
Just your thoughts on Mario Williams and Andre Johnson.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, of course, I have some knowledge of both of these guys because of our history in Dallas, you know, playing them all the time in the preseason and every once in a while in the regular season. But, you know, Mario Williams is a guy, to me, that has gotten so much better so fast, you know, to the point where, in my mind, you know, you have to know exactly where this guy is all the time out there in a ball game. And it's very hard because he can disrupt the game. I mean, he could just disrupt the entire game for you. I love the way the guy plays. He plays with a high motor. He's got a lot of passion, and he's a tremendous pass rusher that way, too. So, you know, I really respect the guy and like the way he's come around. And then, of course, Andre Johnson, I mean, he's, you know, watching him in the last ball game there, I mean, you know, the guy just did a tremendous job. But he always has made big plays. You know, certainly against us in Dallas, he made a bunch of big plays. So I think the guy's a big play receiver, but he's a strong receiver. And, you know, we've had some trouble with strong receivers. So that's a concern of ours.
Tony, have you seen anything happen before, like in the Houston Indy game last week, the last 4 minutes?
Well, I mean, you know, this is, again, you know, I certainly had a lot of my own problems that way, but you know, you just see how hard that team played. And, I mean, they've played hard in every one of these ball games, so they've done a tremendous job that way. It was a tremendous effort on their part. You know, I mean, I've seen it, if I'm fortunate. You know, I know Coach down there has done a great job with those guys. I mean, they are playing hard, and you can see that. They got a lot of passion in the way they play.
Could you emphasize a little bit with Gary?
I was 0-2 2 weeks ago and got my brains beat out down in Arizona, so I know exactly, you know, I know exactly the feeling, you know, and the difference for me is that, you know, that was really a lopsided score. So, I mean, these guys, you know, they were in several of these games right up until the very end. You know, they're in control of the ball game, so, you know, they're doing a nice job competing. That's what I like about my team. My team competes. You know, Gary's team competes, and, you know, you just hopefully, you know, if they keep competing that way and they keep believing, good things happen.
Are you surprised they're 0-4?
Yes. So I really am with the way that they've played. So, I mean, I think that I really believe when I watch these, you know, this team play, I mean, that they're an outstanding football team in a lot of phases, and that's a true statement now. I mean, you know, they run the ball very, very well, do a nice job that way. That defense is very active over there on the other side, and, you know, they have returners there. I mean, two returners that can return the ball and hurt you. You know, and I thought even, you know, I thought Sage did a tremendous job last week when he came in there and played.
Does Steve Slayton remind you of anybody you've seen?
Well, it's hard to put your finger on one of those type of backs, but he's so explosive when he gets his shoulders turned like that, and he can make the first guy miss. I don't know. I mean, I look at him and think maybe he's like a little Barry Sanders type of a guy, that kind of explosive ability.
Tony, when you were looking at David Lee, did you envision utilizing this, this sort of formation, the single wing formation?
No, and I don't know, this thing has gotten so much, so much publicity right now, one way or the other, but, it's hard in this league. Defenses are too good, and, in this league to be able to do these things week in and week out, how much you can do it, all those things just depends on the opponent, to be honest with you. But, when I took a look at David, that was not on my radar screen at the time. I didn't know about it. He and I would talk about it all the time. When he was at Arkansas and I was at Dallas, I would actually kid him a little bit and, just say to him, guys, you got both those great backs down there. Why don't you just turn around and hand the ball instead of worrying about snapping the ball and doing all these other things? But, it helped us at a time where we thought we needed some help and, it worked out okay.
Tony, could you talk about Chad Pennington a little bit and what he's done for you?
Yeah, I mean, what Chad has done, I think from day one, he's been able to do this, is he's brought some credibility and some stability to our offense. I mean, we're such a young football team, particularly on that side of the football. And, I think that everybody was kind of looking around, looking for somebody to hang their hat on, and here comes, Chad, and we were able to get Chad in here. And from the first day he walked in the door, all the players kind of follow him around and, like the Pied Piper almost, and the guy stays out after practice. He's got 20 people staying out after practice. So he's been able to bring some leadership and some credibility to the offense.
Hey, Tony, I know you mentioned that the defense, you're not sure you can do this week in and week out, but realistically, you've got more options that you can do, right? In terms of utilizing pitching or even throwing the ball to Chad. Don't you guys have some more plays in that playbook?
Well, when we came in, obviously, like everybody else, when you start to look at this, this wasn't something we drew on a napkin, one night or any of those type of things. We knew that at some point it might be part of our package. We might need to use it. So, we put it in notebook fashion, and, we have several plays, that come off of it, and, we don't really run the same plays all the time, but, we have several other options with it, yes, but... a lot of it is just predicated on feel and whether or not, during the course of the game you see people making the proper adjustments.
Tony, at 2-2 right now, I know you don't want to look too far ahead, but, with the Tom Brady-less Patriots and with Buffalo maybe getting exposed a little bit right now, do you start to think about, hey, we just knocked off the Patriots and the Chargers, do you start thinking about the division at this point?
No, I'm just worried about playing the Houston Texans right now. And trying to keep my team as focused as I can on this team that we're playing this week. Again, as I said before, this team we're playing this week is a very good football team. They're a well-coached football team. They're an outstanding, team. They play with a lot of energy and a lot of passion, and we're going out there on the road. That's my only concern right now.
Tony, after two losses, was it important that you had some success just so the team could buy into what you were trying to do?
Absolutely. And, I think from our end, as coaches, we came in here and made such a drastic, change in trying to change the culture that was here that I think that you needed to have some success so that there was some credibility in what you were saying. And, it couldn't have come at a better time. And, when it came, it just, validated a lot of the things that we were talking about.
Chad Pennington signed with the Dolphins after the Jets released him in favor of Brett Favre. Here's what the QB had to say about the Wildcat formation and much more.
I'm working on my stance a little bit and my get-off, a little bit slow coming off the ball. But other than that, it feels good.
Did you ever play at any point in your career receiver going back to when you were a kid?
I played a little wing back from 5th grade to 7th grade. Because the coach's son was the quarterback, and I couldn't play quarterback.
Is it fun to play a formation like that in something that's new and creative and has so much success and gets a lot of attention?
Well, it's always fun when you win and when you experience success, regardless of what you're doing offensively. I think the biggest reason for it is because you know, my teammates have done a great job of execution. Anytime you have a awkward offensive set, you can get numerous looks. And to be able to adjust to those looks and still make it work, I think that says a lot about our guys up front, being able to communicate and make it work.
Speaking of guys up front, can you talk about Jake and his progress?
He's doing a good job. He came in from the first day I saw him midway through training camp. I felt like, you know, this guy's a special player. And anytime you can have a special player on your backside at left tackle, it makes a quarterback feel really good. And he's very intense. He works really hard, and he's got a good base for fundamentals. He understands the fundamentals of the position and how to play that position. So I expect him to just keep getting better and better.
Shane, can you talk a little bit about the difference for you between being in New York and Miami, and maybe the attitude difference between playing for the Jets and the Dolphins?
Well, I'm still adjusting to my surroundings. I got thrown into the mix and never had a chance to really reflect upon what has happened and is happening, and just trying to learn as much as I can every day and continue to get better within the system. But I've enjoyed the change. I had 8 great years in New York, and it's just part of the business. Sometimes it's out of your control of what happens within this business, and so I've enjoyed the change and welcomed the challenge of trying to get to know my teammates and take on my new role here in Miami. And but when it comes down to it, on Sundays, football is football, and the fundamentals and the core values that you use to be successful, that doesn't change no matter where you are.
Chad, you know how defenses usually catch up to offenses. Other than talent, what's the key to making lock-in formation successful?
True execution, the recognition of different fronts that you'll get, the recognition of normal positions on defense being in different areas and different spots because it is an awkward formation. So the communication of the defensive differences and then the execution of that's the key. That's the key to any offensive football, and especially with an awkward set like this. A lot of the times when you use awkward sets and things like that, sometimes it blows up in your face because you're not used to seeing those different things. But our guys have done a good job of working their way through it.
The Texans are third in the league in points allowed, but they got Mario Williams, D'Amico Ryans. What do you think about their defense?
Well, I don't think they're an 0-4 team. I really don't. You watch the film, and it just doesn't show that. And I think they've been snake-bitten a couple of times. And they could easily, very easily, be 2-2 right now. And I think they understand that, and I know we understand that as well. And, when you look at their defense, they've got playmakers on that side of the ball that can change the game at any moment. And anytime you play a defense like that, you have to be aware of where Mario Williams is. You have to understand how good a football player D'Amico Ryans is, and to make sure that those guys, they're going to make their plays, but you don't want them to change the game and create momentum for their team. And so they've done a really good job of that, and they're playing well.
Chad, I don't know how much you watch tape the other side of the ball, but could you emphasize with Sage Rosenfels a little bit last week?
Sure. As a quarterback, there's always a fine line. When to go forward and when not to. Sometimes, the best intentions backfire on you. And as quarterbacks, we all experience that at some time in our career. And, I think he's handled the situation well. And he's, been accountable and stood up like a quarterback should. And, you got to tip your hat off to that, because that could easily be a situation where you make an excuse or you run from it. And, he certainly has not done that. And I think he's to be commended for that.
All you Texans.